This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden has been speaking about Israel's approach to its war with Hamas. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
President Joe Biden says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's approach to the war against Hamas is mistaken. Biden's remarks in a television interview that aired late on Tuesday deepen an already growing rift between the two staunch allies over the war, now in its seventh month. Those disagreements have compounded over the worsening humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip, Israel's expected offensive in the city of Rafah, and Israel's recent strike on a humanitarian convoy, which killed seven aid workers, most of them foreigners. What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach, Biden told a U.S. Spanish language broadcaster 2 days after the strike on the World Central Kitchen aid convoy. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Turkey and Israel have announced trade barriers on each other as relations deteriorate further amid the war in Gaza. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Turkey said it is restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect. Israel has responded by saying it is preparing a ban on products from Turkey. Turkey said it was imposing the export restrictions in retaliation for Israel barring its jets from participating in aid operations for Gaza. Relations between Turkey and Israel have been frosty for years, although trade ties have remained strong. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States has agreed to sell urgently needed military equipment to Ukraine to repair and upgrade its Hawk missile systems, while a $60 billion aid package remains stalled in the U.S. Congress. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More on stalled U.S. aid to Ukraine now from VOA's Cindy Sain at the U.S. State Department.
For his part, Blinken called on Republican leaders in Congress to bring Ukraine aid to a vote as soon as possible, pointing out that the U.S. has been sharing the burden with its allies on the war effort.
The United States has done extraordinary things for Ukraine. Our European partners and others beyond Europe around the world have done even more over the last 2 years. Military support, economic support, humanitarian support. So there's genuine burden sharing and carrying the load. We need to continue to do our part.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to call a vote in the lower chamber on new security funds. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. President Joe Biden has marginally widened his lead over competitor Donald Trump ahead of the November presidential election. That's what a new Reuters Ipsos poll found. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
Some 41% of the 833 registered voters in a nationwide survey online said they would vote for Biden if the election were held today, compared with 37% for Trump. That four-point lead was up from a one-point lead Biden held in a Reuters Ipsos poll in March. The poll also showed that many voters remain on the fence, with some 22% of registered voters in the poll saying they had not picked a candidate, were leaning toward third-party options, or might not vote at all. Biden had a smaller lead of just 1 point among all respondents, but his lead among registered voters is significant, as people who are already registered to vote are more likely to cast a ballot in November.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. And some other news making headlines today. The Taliban's rarely seen leader, Hibatullah Akhundzada, makes a rare public appearance to lead thousands of worshipers in prayers, marking Eid al-Fitr. China vows it will not accept criticism or pressure over its ties with Russia after Washington warned that it will hold Beijing responsible if Moscow makes gains in Ukraine. And in other news regarding China, Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Taiwan's former president Ma Ying-jeou in Beijing. That's what state media is reporting. And ratings agency Fitch downgrades China's sovereign credit outlook to negative, citing increased risks to the country's public finances in a move Beijing swiftly condemned as regrettable. And in Europe, security measures will be reinforced at Champions League quarterfinal matches in Paris and Madrid after the Islamic State published threats against stadiums. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.